Listen, bitch, boundaries are not mean, but your people pleasing is. Every time you say yes when you mean no, you're lying to somebody. You're handing them a version of you that's not fucking real, and then you're turning around and you're quietly resenting them for taking it. That is not kindness. That is complete weakness that you're trying to dress up as just being nice, and it runs your entire life. You are giving everybody power over you. You're giving them your time, your energy, your yes, all of it up for grabs to whoever asks loud enough or often enough. And then get this. You turn around and expect these people to be you. You expect them to notice that you're drowning. You expect them to give back the way you give. You expect them to protect your energy the way you never protected your damn self, and they don't, because they're not you, and it's not their job to be you. So stop expecting you out of other people. Set your fucking boundaries. No is a one-word answer. Hey, you guys, welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, Voice Authority Podcast Coach. Your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. So get the fuck over yourself and go build shit, okay? Your boundaries are going to hurt other people. They are. That's all there is to it. And it's going to hurt them more than it hurts you. And that, I promise you, is not your problem to carry. The people who benefit from you having no boundaries are the ones who will be the loudest when you finally set them. That's not a coincidence. That's the tell. That's the giveaway. A boundary only threatens people who are getting something from your lack of one. Before we go in, you guys know that today is brought to you by Super Patch every episode, because this is what I wear before I come in here. 7 a.m., you guys, 7 a.m. in the mornings, I am live on TikTok. And you better believe that I put one of these bad boys on today. Peace Patch, because the second you start setting boundaries, your nervous system is going to scream that you did something wrong. You didn't. And the Peace Patch, it's going to support the calm and the stress relief while your body learns that protecting yourself is safe. These are all drug-free. It's a big F you to big pharma. This is vibrotactile technology. I'll be the brain nerd for you guys. I'll be the brain nerd. You can trust the science, but this all works directly through your nervous system. And I keep the link in the show notes. You can go to brandonlynette.com, get into the episodes and find the show notes. But I want to kill the story today. I want to kill the bullshit story that you've been telling yourself. You think saying yes to everyone makes you a good person. Bitch, it does not. It makes you a tired person who is quietly keeping score. This is what's actually happening underneath every single yes you give. You say yes because no feels like danger. You're afraid. You're afraid of the disappointment. You're afraid of the conflict. The version of the conversation where somebody's upset with you, like that terrifies you. So you're out here protecting yourself from that discomfort by handing over your time, and then you're telling yourself you're just generous. That's not generosity. Generosity is a free choice. What you're doing is paying a fear tax and pretending it's like this beautiful gift. And this is the thing, it curdles. Every yes you didn't mean turns into resentment. You do the thing, you show up, you overextend, and then you sit there wondering why nobody appreciates it. Nobody gives back. And how come you're always the one holding everything together? Bitch, tell me that's not something you say to yourself all the time. Like, I'm tired of being the one that holds everything together. Everything together. You're the one that holds everything together. That resentment is not evidence that people are selfish. It's evidence that you've been saying yes to stuff that you could have said no to, and then blaming everybody else for the cost of your own inability to set a limit. People pleasing is not soft and sweet. It is manipulation. It's manipulation, and you're trying to put this like nice little face on it. You're trying to control. You are trying to control how people feel about you by never giving them a reason to be disappointed. Do you see that? That is not love. That is fear running your relationships. And you have to stop expecting you out of other people. I know that shit stings. I know this whole episode is going to make you feel uncomfortable in some type of way. And I'm going to say good because you keep getting hurt because you expect people to be you. You show up for everyone. So you expect everyone to show up for you. You anticipate people's needs. So you expect them to anticipate yours. You would never let a friend drown. So you can't understand why nobody notices that you're taking on water. Stop it. They are not you. There is not another you. They're never going to be you. Most people are operating at exactly the level of awareness they have. And I'm telling you right now, it's not the level that you are holding yourself to. When you expect your capacity out of people who don't have it, you set yourself up to be disappointed every single time. And then you use that disappointment as proof that you have to keep over functioning because nobody else will. I'm going to give you the reframe. Most people only want you for what they can get from you. That's not me being dark, doom, and gloom. That's me being honest about how a lot of relationships actually function when there are no boundaries in them. You have to remove the shit you provide and then watch who stays with you. The ones who leave were never in relationship with you, they were in relationship with what you did for them, and you found that out for the price of one boundary. That's cheap information. And the reason that no feels physically impossible, you guys, it's not a weakness of your character. It's just the wiring that you have programmed right now because your brain is a social survival machine. For most of human history, being cast out of the group, that meant death, right? So your brain treats social rejection as a genuine threat. When you go to say no and you feel that like tight clench in your chest, when you feel that heat in your face and the immediate urge to just suddenly explain or try to walk it back or make it soft, that's the amygdala firing the same alarm it would fire if you were in physical danger. Like your body cannot tell the difference between somebody being annoyed with you and a genuine threat to your survival. It's the same alarm, it's the same cortisol, it's the same brace for impact. So, you learned early that yes makes the alarm stop. Yes keeps the peace. Yes keeps you in the group. And every time you said yes to make the discomfort go away, you strengthen that little pathway more until saying yes just is the automatic. And saying no is like you stepping off a cliff. But there is good news buried in that shit, okay? Neuroplasticity, one of the greatest gifts from God that we've ever been given. It doesn't care how deep the yes pathway is. Every single time you say no and you survive it, and you will survive it, you will survive it. Your brain gets new data. Nobody died. The group did not cast you out. The alarm was lying. And if you do that enough times, and the no pathway gets stronger while the panic gets quieter. The first no, you guys, I will tell you, it's the hardest. The 100th no is nothing. I dish that shit out like all day, every day. You're not fixing a character flaw. You're just retraining an alarm system that's been miscalibrated your entire life. And every no removes a source of chronic activation from your body. That unboundary life, it's keeping your nervous system braced all day. All day, every day, because you're constantly available for the next demand. And boundaries let your body stop bracing. Like it can finally relax. You can unclench your jaw. You could drop your shoulders. You can slow your breathing. Think about your phone battery. You would never hand your phone to a stranger and let them run whatever they wanted on it all day long, draining it to nothing. And then you act shocked when it dies at 2 p.m. and you have no way to call anybody. You protect your battery. You protect it. You close the apps that are eating up the battery in the background. You say no to the update that's going to slow it down. You guard the battery because you know that a dead phone helps nobody. But you hand your actual battery. You hand your energy. You hand your time. You hand over your nervous system to everybody who asks. You let their emergencies run in the background all fucking day. You let the guilt apps drain you. And then you're stunned when you hit 2 p.m. with nothing left for your own kids, your own work, or your own calling. Boundaries are just closing the apps that are draining your battery for shit that was never yours to power. That's it. It's not mean to close an app that's killing your phone. That's called fucking maintenance. You do it so the phone can do the shit it was actually built to do. Stop letting other people run your battery to zero and then blaming yourself for being tired. I had a woman on my show that I interviewed a while back spend her whole life as the person everyone leaned on. Like, this was part of, I say this every day, your message, and this is part of her mess. She was the fixer. She's the person that everybody leaned on. She's the one that showed up with the casserole. She's the one that always remembered birthdays. She dropped everything when anyone called, and she was proud of it. Like, that was her whole identity. You could guess her occupation. She was a nurse, too. So that makes a lot of sense. So she's exhausted down to the bone. She couldn't figure out why nobody ever showed up for her the way she showed up for them. And she said the thing that really broke it open, you guys, part of her story, she got really fucking sick for months, where she physically couldn't show up for anybody and she watched who disappeared. A lot of people disappeared. The ones who only ever wanted what she could do for them evaporated the second she couldn't do it anymore. She said that honestly was like the most painful, but the most freeing thing that ever happened to her. So we could hold the two truths, right? It hurts so much, but it's also very freeing because the three or four people who stayed, the people that showed up for her, for once, those are the real ones. And she'd been so busy pouring into 40 people who only wanted her casserole that she had barely had anything left for the four people who actually loved her. So she started setting boundaries after that, and she was ruthless. She said the resentment that she'd carried her whole life, like that was her launching point. And the minute she stepped into this, it went away because the resentment was never about the other people. It was about her own yes. So my question is, like, who in your life is only there for the casserole? You already know. You already know who's there just to get something. Set one boundary and watch. Right now, I want you guys to send this out to the people pleaser in your life who is running themselves in the ground. Share, share, share. Share the episode. They're running themselves into the ground and they're calling it love. They need to hear this today. Make sure you guys subscribe, leave a written review. Okay, it takes 3 minutes. I love the stars, but like, leave the words. Even you guys, this is the thing I love. I love when I start talking about Christ in casual conversations or in debates or when I'm talking about politics, because everybody thinks Jesus was very soft and that he was a pushover and that he just agreed and signed off on everyone's bullshit. He did not. He's kind of a savage. He said no. Jesus said no. And like nobody remembers that. Everybody just forgets. Everyone pictures him like as endlessly available, endlessly giving, saying yes to everybody. He did not. There is a moment in Luke where the whole town is looking for him, crowds of people who genuinely need healing. They have the real needs, they have legitimate demands, and he left them. He left them all and he goes to a solitary place. And when the disciples find him and basically say, everyone's looking for you, he says, in effect, we are going somewhere else. I have other places to be. He walked away from people who needed him, sick people, because he knew his purpose was not to meet every demand that presented itself. It was to do what he was actually sent to do. And you cannot do what you're sent to do if you say yes to every bullshit thing that asks for you. If the Son of God did not say yes to everyone, why do you think you have to? Who told you that you're required to be more available than Jesus? Your no is not a moral failure. It's how you protect the yes that actually matters. And I'll tell you right now, and I'll say this with everything in me, no is a complete sentence. Practice it. Get out of the habit of the not no, but not no, because not no, I wish I could. It's just no. The explanation, when you explain yourself, that's you fucking still asking permission. And you don't need permission to protect your own life. And I guarantee that people aren't going to give it to you, even if you wanted it, because they are out for themselves. Let people be disappointed. Their disappointment is not your problem. It's not an emergency. And it's definitely not yours to fix. You're allowed to be the reason someone is briefly annoyed. You will both survive it. And then you need to stop keeping score. If you're saying yes and then resenting it, that is not their debt to you. That is your signal that yes was fake. Fix the yes, not the person. And then watch who leaves. When you set a boundary and someone disappears, don't chase them. They just showed you the truth for free. Let them go pour that energy in the people who stayed and step into the main character energy. This is your one life. You're the main character of this. You are not a supporting role in everybody else's. Start acting like it. Protect your time like the protagonist protects the mission because you have one. If you have a heartbeat, you have a purpose. If you're breathing, you have a purpose. But you cannot complete it while you're busy being an extra in 40 other people's life stories. And today I want you to say one thing without explaining it. Pick something small, feel the alarm go off, don't obey it, watch yourself survive it. This week, find one relationship where you have been over-functioning and stop. I want you to just stop. I want you to see what the other person does. See if they rise to meet it or if they're only ever there for what you provided. Either answer is useful. It's not a punishment, it is just data. And I want you to catch yourself the next time you resent somebody for not showing up. Ask if you actually asked or if you just expected them to be you, and then set the boundary you've been avoiding instead. Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. That's our whole assignment. Your boundaries are going to hurt some people. I say good. Not because you want to hurt anyone, but because the ones who get hurt by your shit, they're showing you exactly what they were getting from your lack of them. You've spent your whole life being available, agreeable. You've spent your whole life being easy to take from, and it's not made you loved. It's made you tired. It's made you resentful. It has surrounded you with the people who want the casserole and left you starving for the ones who want you. That ends when you decide it ends. No is a complete sentence. Other people's disappointment is not your assignment, and your one life is not a supporting role. The minute you know at your core that God has you, you stop needing everyone else's approval to feel safe. You could disappoint people and be okay. You could set the boundary and be okay. You can lose the people who only wanted your yes and be more than okay because now you have your battery back and you could finally point it at the thing you were actually made to build. I would love for you to come work with me. Make sure you check the show notes. Tell me the boundary that you've been terrified to set and let's set it together. Better today than yesterday. That's the job. I love you guys.